Why can I not hear Hunter?
Hello?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
I can hear Nick.
Hi.
I mean, Nick, you can podcast.
Really?
Yeah. You don't have to.
Wow.
We don't have to see you. Well, dude, don't act like that.
Act like what?
Wow, me?
Oh. Okay.
You're more than welcome on this show.
I know. I was invited.
You're beyond invited, dude. You work pretty hard on it.
Wow.
The people have questions for you. Do you want to answer like two of them?
Sure.
Okay. I think out of this range of questions, I like this one the most. What kind of kebabs are you making at 2 a.m.?
Lamb kebabs.
Why lamb?
That's just the recipe that I found.
Okay. Do you do this often?
It's been a while, but in Texas, I'd make them like every week.
That's insane, bro. Do you think, how would you rate your own kebabs?
10 out of 10.
Now I want Nick kebabs. And I'm not being ironic. I actually want to try your cooking. All right.
Well, I don't know. I have like really bad like sense of taste. I feel like, I don't know. I'll eat like slop.
Oh.
Like, you know what Soylent is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's, I don't mind that.
Oh, I like this. Oh, now I see why I hear you. No, I knew you were sitting next to me the whole time because yeah. We're in the same place.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hunter, get out. Me and Nick have more questions to go through.
Okay. We'll save the last question for later.
Bingo.
My name is Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch?
And Fade.
Are we already recording? Oh, we've been live.
Oh my god. Guess what, dude? Restart.
No.
What do you mean no? You're fucking 30 minutes. Yeah, bitch, restart.
No.
Yeah, like how he's like, yeah, I'm actually just going to show up 30 minutes late, and I'm here, so it's recording, so we're not restarting.
Listen. I'll take all the lashings for that. I'll take all my lashings. I woke up late because I had to go get my prostate checked. Everyone was so concerned.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, all the comments think I have prostate cancer.
Is this actually how we're starting the episode? Is this what we're doing?
Yeah, why not?
Especially, how long has it been recording? A minute and a half?
Starting on Nick sitting in your chair is...
He can come back, I'm just saying.
I like that. Well, I thought you were doing it on purpose, because when the fucking Zoom turned on for me, I just see Nick sitting there like, hello.
Oh, no, I didn't even know you were in the building. I was writing a thing on my whiteboard for Nick.
To remember to be positive?
No. To give a... It's like a video structure. We're writing a new script thing, and I needed to write something down.
Nice, dude. What's in your shaker bottle?
What's in my shaker?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my Gamer Sups flavor that comes out next month.
Oh, what flavor is that?
It's a flavor called Raw Meat. It's really good.
Nice.
It's very tasty.
Nice. Anyways, dude. Yeah, people think I have prostate cancer.
That's fine. We can restart the episode, and you can start with that if you want. Hard reset. Here we go.
Okay, hard reset.
Here we are. It starts now. You can keep it rolling, but it starts right now. My energy is up.
Energy's up.
Did you actually have to get your asshole fingered?
First
couple seconds, right, YouTube?
Yeah.
Did you actually have to get your Tiny Tim fit? Well, that seems like probably a penis. Did you have to get your brown knot?
Yeah. Fiddled with? Yeah. What would you say? You're not poked?
Yeah, your brown knot.
Yeah, your brown knot tickled. Well, the thing is, I've had it done before.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because my My dad had prostate cancer. Still does.
Fuck, man. That's brutal.
Yeah, he's doing all right. But I've been thinking maybe... It's funny. I've been thinking for a minute I should get checked out. And so I'm going to do that.
Oh, so you haven't yet. You're just like, I've done it before, but I need to go back.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it like the first time that you did it? Was it just like... Did the doctor at least like sweet talk you a little bit?
Oh, yeah. She,
Oh, it's a she?
Yeah. She, Well, the story starts with a she.
Okay, there you go.
She goes, all right, now, when he comes in here, just know that he has your best interests in mind. And I said, what does that mean? She just kind of winks at me and she walks out the room.
Okay, that definitely didn't happen. But I want to know, did she actually, did it end with a guy?
No, no, it was actually a woman. And I was getting my balloon knot tickled for a different reason.
For what reason was that?
I just went to the doctor. I was like, hey, man, I want to know what it feels like. Nah, I had a hemorrhoid. And I go.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Let me get this figured out. And so she, I just turn around, drop trowel, get a finger in my ass. We pretend like that's super normal. And then we ran into each other. Huh?
No, it definitely is.
Yeah.
You was wait, how old were you when you got your hemorrhoid?
25, 26.
Wow. That feels young. I thought hemorrhoids was like, well, to be fair, I guess I got a nasty one. I got like a green apple Jolly Rancher hemorrhoid last year.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was hard and mean.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
That was it. But it wasn't like when I was sitting down, because I know some people are like, oh, I have hemorrhoids. It hurts when I sit down. And it was never that. It was mostly just when I shat out, it just like kind of monkey brained out of my asshole. It just was kind of like, hey, how you doing? You know? So I don't know if that's too much like a hemorrhoid, but it was disgusting.
Yeah, no, mine would just kind of show up during the dookie. It'd be like, hey-o.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was okay. That's what was mine was too.
Yeah.
So you never had to have like the ring or anything that you had to sit on?
No.
That.
No.
But I never went to...
She puts her finger in my ass, and then we chat, whatever. And then we ran into each other at our apartment complex gym the next day, or like no, a week later.
Were you checking to make sure she was like hit, like wiping down all the machines that she was using and hitting the hand sanitizer and shit?
Just policing her. Hey man, I know what you do at work.
She's just doing finger exercises right there in the gym.
Yeah,
puts like a 5-pound hand weight on two of her fingers and just does curls. No, I feel like if I'm going to get it done, I want like a fucking old man with some of those like Vienna sausage fingers, dude.
I've heard stories.
So if you're going to get up there and get it, just get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've heard stories, man, of the prostate guys having thick hands.
Well, what I've heard about prostate doctors is the guys that have thick hands are almost like, it's like getting kissed by an angel or something. Like it's, they know how to get in there and get out because they're sympathetic to their large, ogre-ish hands.
I've heard this too.
Versus some of those fucking, those witches, dude, that are these women that have like, well, my hands are slender, so it shouldn't be a big deal. Those are my fucking, like Edward Scissorhands in your asshole. Unbelievable. I mean, they go knuckles deep too.
Yeah.
Like, you feel my wedding ring?
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard the witch doctors actually use 3 fingers. And they don't even need to. That's not even like a medical practice. They just like to get in there and see what they can find.
How does that feel?
It feels okay, I guess.
All right, how does that feel? It's a little more vindictive behind the tone of their voice.
They just get in there and spread.
I think I feel a problem.
Yeah, that's what I hope the doctor says when I get my prostate checked out.
Oh, this is not good.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope they have no filter and they just like vomit out the news straight away. Yeah.
Woo. Ooh, yikes, pal. Yeah, this feels bad. Yeah. You know what I hate is that the doctors, too, they always tell you the bad news when they're, like, washing their hands. Like, mm-hmm. they're just like, okay, well, you were disgusting, so let me wash my hands in this tiny sink in the room. Yeah. So I was playing around your asshole. Have you ever had one of those, like, talking to you, like, that casually? Like, but not even facing you, right?
Yeah.
Casually just washing their hands, and they're just like, you ever have one of those, what is it, like, a Laffy Taffy? Ooh, got a lot of stuff in my hands here. You ever have one of those Laffy Taffys that has the nerds all over it? And I'm like, like the long candy, that kind of candy thing? I'm like, yeah, that was the same texture it was inside your asshole. And that's not good. And that's when they turn around and they do, like, they sit down in that little fucking swivel chair that they have to move around a lot in the room.
Yeah.
And they always slap their knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Nerd's rope. The inside of your asshole was like a nerd's rope. That's insane, dude. I don't even know what I would do. I'd be perplexed if a fucking doctor told me that inside of your asshole feels and looks like a nerd's rope. Has like a flashlight. Has like one of those, like, has like a spelunking helmet with like the flashlight on. He's like looking around like this. Oh, damn. Hey, guys, we want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming.
Clear out that winter brush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code STRETCH for 20% off plus free shipping.
Yeah, before Manscaped, I had to use all these bad products that made my dick hair, like, get twisted in the razors and stuff. But Manscaped makes it much easier to basically shave all of the fat. I call it my second beard downstairs. My little chubby cheek downstairs, right? The little paunch above my cock. It's able to shave that easier, groom around the pimples and all kinds of stuff. And it makes it very easy to use. And after using Manscaped, I can finally say I've caught the spring fever.
Introducing the season's champ, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth-generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, which Hunter likes to do on his muff, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It also features dual LED spotlights to guide you through the darkest winter debris and navigate those delicate areas like your gooch and asshole.
Hate making a mess? Not to worry! This bad boy is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean. That's fine. This thing is great because it comes with a compact case for easy travel.
Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit plus Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, neck beards, we're looking at you. These are always the right tools for the job.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code STRETCH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code STRETCH at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants.
You ever read that, like, classic Reddit story about, I think it's, like, a pretty famous one where the dude goes to get his prostate checked and he gets just instantly hard.
No, that happened to my dad, though, one time.
Yeah.
My dad got hard one time, he told me, during a doctor's visit. And the guy literally grabbed his dick and, like, smashed the head of his dick like that and it made him soft.
What?
Isn't that crazy? I'm not even joking. That's a real thing. Literally, like, a fucking one of those Flintstones, like, bomb pop popsicles that, like, kind of peek out.
Yeah.
Like, hello. Pop out like that. He just
bow.
Did that to him. My dad was like, damn. That's all he did. That's all he said. He's like, well, I didn't even know what the hell just happened. But no, he said it made him, like, super soft. He didn't get hard for, like, 2 days.
2 days?
That's what he told me. He was like, I couldn't get up. Fuck, Hunter, 48 hours. He broke it down into hours, and I'm like, dude, just say 2 days. Like, why were you getting extremely specific with the hours? Like, you're on some kind of, like, hard regiment, dude. I got to be hard every 6 hours, or I just go insane.
Well, he wasn't on a hard regiment for about 2 days. That's just crazy that you can reset someone's dick like that.
But I don't know what I don't know if it's just like a jolt, if it spooks you, and then you just get soft, or what's going on. But no, I don't know. I don't know. He just said, if you ever get hard, just do it yourself.
You ever?
I'm like, I don't think that's like putting a gun in your mouth, dude. I don't know if I could slap the tip of my erect cock like that to get myself soft again. I don't, like, medically, I don't think I could do it. I'd have to have someone do it.
I don't think that's something you can do to yourself. I think it's one of those where it has to be done by another person.
To have the, yeah, to have the pressure and, like, the amount of force you need behind it.
Yeah.
Be like one of those things where if it's like, yeah, I don't know, trying to hit yourself or something like that, you're never really doing it full force or anything.
No.
You ever, your brain's like, don't, it's going to hurt.
Do you still get randomly hard in public?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll ever go away. I'm at this point where, yeah, man, unbelievable. I'll tell you why, dude. That's sometimes why I always wear that eighth grade fit, elastic gym shorts and shit. You got to tuck and pray, my friend. Tuck and pray. That's all you can do. What's fucked up is there's a lot of, I don't even think I find a lot of things attractive. It's just like, oh, it's 3 p.m. There it is.
Yeah.
How about you? Do you?
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't think it ever goes away, dude.
Nah. But I feel sometimes, like, just from flying, I feel like my body just doesn't know what time zone it is. So I'll be on, like, an 8 a.m. flight.
Oh.
And I go to sit down, and then I'm just hard as nails next to an old dude. And I'm like, sorry, man, my body thinks it's, like, some other time.
Have you ever had a person be like, hey, you're hard next to you?
Yeah.
If this is true, that's awesome. Well, buddy, you're hard. You're in first class and you're hard.
Well, no.
Like, well, it's not the 70s anymore, young man. I just feel that.
I just pictured, like, just freaking out in the middle of my sleep and just, like, waking up after this episode and, like, grabbing my dick on a plane and I'm, like, smacking it to try to shut it down.
I like the idea of some guy having a wet dream on a plane.
Oh, that's my biggest fear, man.
Like, wakes him up. Hey, I just had a wet dream. You just know this guy, like, has a huge oyster in his pants. Okay. Thanks for telling me. It was awesome. When was the last time you have any wet dreams?
Yeah. Yeah. I had one recently.
What's your stance on wet dreams? Well, you like them?
Dude, no. It's so funny. My wet dreams, this is like a strange thing I've talked about before. All my wet dreams, they're never sexual. It's me taking a piss.
That is odd.
Yeah. It's like the weirdest thing.
That is strange, dude. You got piss fetish, maybe? Maybe your body's telling you want put some fucking pee-pee on you. You want to pee-pee on somebody.
Maybe, bro. But I think I have like this weird inception mechanism now. Like, that's my Leonardo DiCaprio in my dreams. If I start approaching a toilet in my dreams, I legitimately, like, PTSD wake up.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
You're that nervous?
Huh?
Do you have a PTSD because you're just like, no, I don't want the mess.
Yeah.
That's what you do?
Yes.
You wake up?
Yes.
That's intense, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just give you, I mean, I don't know what you got going on in your personal life or whatever, your own kinks or whatever, but I'd stay away from the pee stuff, dude.
I just can't. It just tastes so sweet.
No, I mean, I've had nothing but bad experiences with it. I just don't even. I never recommend it to anybody.
Pee play?
Huh?
Pee play?
Yeah.
When have you done pee play?
When I was in college, I was like 19.
Okay.
This chick loved when I just have piss all over her chest. That's the weirdest thing, dude. Love to have just piss all over her chest and stuff like that. We did it a couple times. I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's usually after the fact. So it's just like by the time I'm pissing on the chest, I'm out of there. I'm right. Out the door.
Right.
You know what I mean? If anything, it's just like a nice, like, I would have been doing it in the toilet anyways. So I'm just like, it's almost a nice salutations before you go.
Yeah.
I remember, yeah, this one time, man, I had a horrible diet. I mean, I think I probably ate like fucking, like a family bucket of KFC or something, like something terrible at some party at school or something. And it was the most rancid piss. I mean, it was borderline like Dijon brown. And I could just tell both of us were just uncomfortable with it. And that kind of ended that whole parade.
That's tough, man. And just judging your pee color.
I ruined piss for her too. I don't know. I don't understand the psychology behind it. I just know some people get down with pee.
Yeah.
What do you do, dude? Some people like weird smells and stuff. Huh?
Peeing after the fact is kind of, it's kind of crazy because you got to de-hard and then pee.
Oh, you know what? It's always a challenge. I do whatever I have to do, dude. Oh, I'm the kind of person, man. I can't hold piss, you know. So no matter what, I gotta just get it out. Is what I always say.
On people, toilets, you name it.
You got me thinking I got to get back to the ass doctor, get my shit checked out again. I haven't been in a long time because I got really embarrassed the first time I did it, and I don't think I even fully did it right. I don't think the exam was even properly done. Not like there was malpractice, but I think like I think I caused some corruption, and I don't think that I even like, I don't think even the doctor fully committed. Like, I think he was kind of like sketched out. He was like, yeah, you're fine.
I think
I was too young to even be in there. I was like 22.
Yeah.
I'm like getting checked out. You know what I mean?
What happened? Did you ask for it too nervously and you scared him off? Or when he got his tip in there, were you like, wait.
I went to the doctor because I was finding like blood in my shit a lot. And they were like, you should really go check yourself out if that happens. So I had basically slices of cherry pie just in the toilet every time I was using the restroom. I was like, this is a bit peculiar. Turns out that I ate a piece of a bone and it was cutting in my gutty works or whatever, but it turned out to be all right. But when I went in there and the guy was getting ready to, like, the guy was getting ready to do the evaluation or the inspection, the oil dip.
Yeah.
Oil
check.
Basically, I sat there and, because I think I was on my side, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't, it wasn't a fart, but I swear to God, my asshole whistled. I had never heard it before in my life. I had never had a fart like that before, and I didn't push anything out, but it just had to.
He made you whistle?
Huh?
He made you whistle.
I guess. I don't know if I was nervous or what, but it was just like, it made me feel, I was like, dude, I'm loose, is what I thought. Like an old moonshine jug or something like that. You know, whenever you hear like a. It was like that, except literally it was like. Like a wind going through an old cavern.
Right.
And then because he did that, I was like, he said to me, what was that? I don't know. And then it was like, he went in there, but I don't think he really gave it all he had. I think he was just kind of like, what are we doing? You know? So I don't know if he knew about the chicken bone or what, or like the bone that was in my body, but I don't know. All I know, I need to go back probably sometime. I think you should do it more often than not. Maybe not a colonoscopy or anything, but just go in there and have a guy just check it out, see what's up.
Hunter, let's go travel to the nicest hospital in America, and let's get a joint prostate.
Yeah, holding hands.
Yeah. We make it a little, you know, it'll be cute. We can cut it down for TikTok, you know.
You know what's messed up? Is that I think you could do that with two separate doctors and that wouldn't be that weird. But if it's one doctor using both of his hands on two patients,
yeah,
that feels inappropriate to me.
Yeah. Just a human
Chinese
finger trap?
I don't know
the
delineation or why, but that's just how I feel.
Yeah. It'd be the human Chinese finger trap.
Yeah. He's like, uh-oh, can't get out. How do we get out of this? I'm like, okay, seriously, thank you. Thank you for the procedure.
Do you think it would turn into a competition between us on who could keep his finger in there longer? Like, we're just squeezing at that point?
I wouldn't let him go. I do Kegels all the time, dude. My asshole's a fucking iron claw. He'd be like, it's got me! Yeah. It's got me!
Yeah, dude. Wait till you see me in there, dude. I'm gonna fucking have his palm. I'm gonna be eating his fucking arm. I'm gonna get down to his wrist and be like, what's up now, champ?
Dude, I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but imagine that you do that. You're like, you're almost to his elbow, right? I mean, he's like pressing against you and stuff, but both of your fucking legs are like back above your head, crisscross like that. And you're just kind of like walking on your ass cheeks towards him as you just devour this guy like a fucking, like an anaconda. Just Stanley Kubrick staring at him the whole time.
He's screaming for his life, crying to his mother.
Yeah. Yeah. Help! Help! God! Yeah. That would be painful, dude. I don't even know what I'm doing. Am I still beside you in this scenario?
Yeah, I think like you're just like a demonic helper that's like pinning him down on the other side.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm like just the evil witch that's just like yeah.
And you're making sure he can't leave so my ass can get its fucking fill.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Let him feed. Let him feed. Yes.
And I talk about my anus like it's a entity. Like, let it consume.
Let it consume. Let it go.
It's hungry.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I need to get, I think everybody needs to watch out. People, it's kind of fucked up. They say like, oh, you don't have to get your asshole checked till you're like late 30s and your 40s. I'm like, you should probably get that shit checked out. I think it should be a more regular thing. Not necessarily a full colonoscopy. Because the colonoscopy, you have to like put the thing up.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about a doctor just putting a couple fingers in your ass and checking around.
No, I agree.
Is that a colonoscopy?
No, colonoscopy is when they like run the Gatorade through your stomach. They like
put okay, yeah. That in there I think that'll fuck you. Like if you did that too much, I think it would fuck you up. But I think like having a doctor come in and just give you like, yeah, just like a little fucking turkey bowling ball special or whatever. It's like, yep. Just let it happen. You just be happier in the long run, I think. Peace of mind. I'm also the older I get, the more of a hypochondriac I get. So I'm self-diagnosing myself all the time.
What do you think your biggest illness is right now?
Diabetes, for sure. Literally, without a doubt in my mind, I know I have. I'm pre-diabetic.
As you sip gamer stuff.
Hey, buddy, this is keto-friendly zero sugar, buddy.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Nice.
It has bits of probably like plastic particles and stuff that are delicious, and I would never besmirch such a great company that sponsors me, and I love them.
Yeah.
But it is zero sugar, and it is keto-friendly and stuff. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you see Dune 2?
No, I didn't see Dune 2.
I
about Dune.
I figured... Do you even care to see it? I feel like it's not your thing.
Nah, I don't really give a fuck. I'm sure it's fine. I like the director of those movies. I'm not a big sci-fi guy.
No, I know.
It'll take a while. Like, I'll probably see it whenever it's just on rental or something, you know?
Did you watch one?
I'm sure it's a fine movie. I just don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you watch the first one?
No, I didn't even see the first one. I heard you can skip the first one, though, and just watch the second one.
Yeah, you technically could. Like, you just kind of need to know who's who, and then you could just dive into the second film. But
yeah, that's what I thought. I was just like, you know, I heard the first movie is all just kind of boring, build some stuff up, but I hear you still get the same shit, except more action in the second one, so.
Yeah.
Whatever. If I'm watching sci-fi, dude, I'm watching Total Recall on repeat.
Oh, bro.
Right? The 90s version.
Would you say that Total Recall could count as like a Christmas movie?
No. Are you thinking of Die Hard?
No, I'm thinking of Arnold.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, Total Recall is not a Christmas movie at all.
I don't know why, man. I love watching this movie in December.
Oh, I think it could be any holiday then, because I think you could put it on any time of year and enjoy it.
Yeah.
This might be my favorite Arnold movie. I love Paul Verhoeven, too, so, you know.
Yeah.
Paul Verhoeven fucking rules. Dude, yeah, I don't know, dude. Total Recall. I'm trying to think if there's a better...
Like True Lies, bro.
Predator's
True Lies.
Good, but Total Recall is better than Predator. Like, I have more fun watching Total Recall.
Don't sleep on True Lies, man. Just a dumbass action movie.
Yeah, True Lies is fun, too.
Jamie Lee Curtis doing the sexy dance.
Yeah, impossible.
I always had to pretend like... That's when the family pillow was straight over my lap.
Oh, really? With the Jamie Lee Curtis deal?
Yeah, dude. She's like in lingerie going crazy.
Oh, I feel ya.
I was like, yep.
Jamie Lee Curtis always looked like one of my grandpas. My step-grandpa. Kind of had that ghoulish cheekbone vibe. I always thought Jamie Lee Curtis was hot as fuck, though, in Freaky Friday.
Pull up Freaky Friday. Honest. I don't remember that movie.
Short hair, older, Jamie Lee Curtis can get it, dude.
Bitch, you heard it here first, folks. From more Hunter grace, Hancock, like an angel. Shorter, older Jamie Lee Curtis can get it.
Yeah, dude. Definitely. She ruled in Everything Everywhere All at Once, too.
Yeah.
Maybe not, you know, she's definitely an older woman there, but Freaky Friday, Jamie Lee Curtis, come on, dude. Come on, dude.
I mean, sure.
No, have you not seen this?
Hell yeah.
Do I know what, Lovie?
Have you not seen this?
It's
so good.
I think I've seen it. I just don't remember it.
Freaky Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, this movie rules.
I definitely seen it.
Peak Lindsay Lohan era?
Yeah, I was just thinking yesterday because everyone's talking about that new Nickelodeon documentary and I forgot about like Lindsay Lohan, like her whole, the whole arc of her in Ibiza and then yelling at the woman in the street. The child actors, man, they don't fare well.
People swapping body movies around this time is so fucked up. You have this one. I think this is definitely a remake, I think, from a movie in the 70s.
Mm. Let's look it up.
But I also around this time, Rob Schneider and Hot Chick came out.
Yeah,
that was pretty much.
Oh, and then Shallow Hal.
Yeah, Shallow Hal. I wouldn't say that's a body. That's not necessarily a swapping body film. That's just a dickhead learns how to see people's inner beauty. I fucking love Shallow Hal. Is so fucking.
Wait. Am I blurring two things here? Is Shallow Hal? What's his face? Who made Apocalypto and? No, sorry.
Apocalypto?
No, what's
Gibson?
The...
Oh, are you thinking of...
Yeah, what's the one Mel Gibson
Are you thinking of Mel Gibson? Mel Gibson did What Women Want, which is also a great thing, but that's also more of a Shallow Hal vibe of he gets to hear
what people think it's not
about
really him body swap.
So he gets to kind of like manipulate shit.
It's not body swap.
What Women Want rules, too. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Yeah. Yeah, this was like... This was a big theme, like early 2000s. Like, what if this person was this other person?
Yeah, dude. Remember Tony Robbins always fucking scared the shit out of me in that elevator scene? He's such a big, like...
Dude, he's still
he's like
scared.
A fucking, like, yeah. Weird Greek, like mythological creature.
Yeah.
You gotta see what's going on the inside.
Yeah.
He, like, runs a cult now, basically.
I want you to feel good about yourself. Give me $70,000.
Unironically,
he, like, lives
bro,
on an island and has like a bunch of like workers there. Like, it's odd,
bro. Unironically, he seems like someone you would have like concepted. Like, I feel like this is a person that you would just call me and be like, "I'm thinking of this character." He's just this fucking Atlas Stone holding psychopath with crazy ass teeth.
Dude, I'm such a fucking sheep, too. I know that if I went to one of these seminars, I would totally get looped in. I'd be like, I'd be all in.
I know,
Tony
dude,
Robbins.
I know people that are deep in Tony Robbins. It hurts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like people that actually like him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I
know it's all about like self-worth and stuff like that, but he sells these like packages. I don't know.
Bro, look up... He does a thing at his conferences where he has people walk on fire, and it's gone
there
bad.
You go. Conquer your fears, dude. Why not?
No, it's gone wrong.
Anything for you, Tony.
I think there was like
I'll
some
do anything.
Yeah.
30 people.
You
what does that say?
30 people injured when Tony Robbins' hot coal ritual goes wrong.
Well, do they know that, like, are they, yeah, no shit, they're injured. They're walking on fire, dude. Tony's like, hello?
Yeah.
What the fuck did I do wrong? Oh, yeah, did you get a burn on the bottom of your foot? No shit. Dude, get this fucking video away from me, dude. This Tony Robbins slander is enough.
Yeah, actually, I take it back. I thought they were, like, you know, second degree all over their body, but if it's just a little blister on the foot, then you're just not made for the program. Yeah, see, look at that. Confidence.
Look at that, dude. Look at that confidence.
Yep.
It's crazy to think that each one of those heads is like $20,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
$5,000 or something.
No, unironically, it's $20,000 for the weekend.
Noah, you got $20,000, dude. What? You should fucking go do it for a video.
I should go do it every month.
Hey, man, I can't. I'm like, oh, nice, man. You out in stand-up? No, I'm going down to Fiji again to Tony Robbins' plantation where we're going to do firewalks for 72 hours straight.
Yeah, sorry, man. I'm doing the Tony Robbins thing in Mumbai. Yeah, it's going to be...
Oh, Noel, welcome back.
You could be... You know what, dude? I feel like you could be a nice henchman for Tony Robbins.
Because
he's really big. You're kind of tiny. It'd be a fun juxtaposition. It's kind of like it's like that Yu Yu Hakusho anime where it's Toguro and his brother. Because Toguro is really big, and then you could be his brother who sits on his shoulder. Pull that up for me. Pull that up real quick. Pull that up for me real fast.
Ovi,
hey, can we go ahead and pull up that Yu Yu Hakusho thing really quick?
Ovi doesn't know that virgin shit you're talking about. You're going to have
that
to
that
slow
Yu Yu Hakusho
down.
Stuff to Goro and his brother. Can we go ahead and pull that up real quick?
Wait, what is it?
Can we pull up that Yu Yu Hakusho to Goro thing real quick?
I don't know.
Yeah, Toguro and his brother.
About some virgin shit.
Toguro and his brother. Toguro and his brother. Yu Yu Hakusho anime, Toguro and his brother. Toguro and his brother. Okay. All right. So we have people who apparently don't know how to ask. Do we have a 78-year-old woman or man in the back that has never operated a computer before? It's all good. No problem.
Ovi...
I'm now realizing what a commodity Jamie is.
Yeah. Ovi's fingers are recovering because we smashed them because she took an extra lunch.
Yeah, she's like, can I have a cheese sandwich? And you guys take out a ball pen hammer and just break her knuckles.
No! No, you can't!
Yeah, we smashed each of her fingers with a duck bowling ball. And so they're just recovering, so she can't type very fast.
That's okay. Ovi, you know what? No problem.
Ovi says, Yu Yu Hakusho. What is it? Yu Yu Hakusho?
It's Yu Yu Hakusho, and it's Toguro, T-E-G-U-R-O, and his brother.
Ovi, you don't have to look this up. Don't put this virgin
absolutely
shit in.
Absolutely. See, right
head
there. No. That image right there in the middle. That would be you and Tony Robbins. That's all I wanted you to see. That's all it was, dude.
So I'm the tall one, right?
Okay, well, this is a figure eight. We didn't need to like zoom in on anything, but whatever. It doesn't matter. That's Tony Robbins. That could be you, dude. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I'm the tall one, right?
There's going to be some people who get mad pussy and some mad boy butt who are just like, oh, fuck, Yu Yu Hakusho? Okay, I feel you. Yeah, I know exactly that reference, dude. That's a sick call out. That's what they're going to say.
They won't say that.
I heard Nick clapping in the back room, too. He loves that reference.
Yeah. Nick, don't clap too hard. Don't hurt yourself. Okay.
You have any plans to get like a new car?
Yeah. All the time.
What are you getting? What are you wanting to get?
I don't know. It's just kind of a day of the week thing, how I feel.
Well, okay. Well, that's interesting. So what's the thing that's been catching your eye now?
Oh, man. It's just Ferraris, Lambos, Bentleys. Like, how do you choose?
Would you want a Ferrari?
Genuinely, no.
Oh. I think some of those old, like, 80s Ferraris with, like, it's like the, what is it, like, the back of it, like, the back where, like, the lights are at are completely flat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a speed racer car.
Yeah.
I think those look sick.
Yeah, classic Ferraris are awesome. Some of the newer ones, they're cool, but... Yeah, I don't particularly care for them.
No, you know what's fucked up about these? Are these the new Ferraris?
Yeah. Look up like, what's a newer one? Like,
I was gonna say because these look like fucking Corvettes.
Yep.
Cringe.
Yep. The SF90, is that a new one?
Oh, so you were just throwing me for a loop?
What? No, I genuinely would not want one of these cars. I think the
no, I meant like you said, like I want a Ferrari, a Bentley. You were just fucking with me.
Well, no, I mean if I decided, I could walk out of this studio and just go sign up for one of these if I so please. But
well, what would be the car you're actually wanting?
No, genuinely, I met this dude in Portland who works at like Porsche reseller. And he got me really peaked about the Porsche 997.2 GT3, which is just like a 2011 GT3. You could just do 911 997.2.
Careful, bleep that out. Bleep that out.
Yeah, so one of these era GT3s.
Oh God, dude, really?
Yeah, they're like wide body. They got a lot of fucking power, and when you put a little sauce on them, they rip.
You already have a Porsche though.
I do, but
so why do you want another one? Don't you want? I mean, I'd be like, well, no, dip your finger in a different taste, dude, different brand.
I'm kind of like when I find a shirt, I buy like 20 different colors of it. That's I think how my brain works here.
Oh, so now you're just like a Porsche loyalist now?
Yeah, Porsche nationalist.
You're a Porsche nationalist?
I mean, if there's another type of car, I think I want something like off-road. Classic 4x4. Anything, literally anything in that category. That or a dune buggy. A fucking...
You know I'd kill for?
Huh?
I'd kill for that black Jeep that's at the beginning of Goonies.
Oh, pull that up.
Well, I think that's a fucking, like, it's probably a Jeep... cheap Grand Cherokee, whatever.
Oh, one of these? Yeah.
Try to tell me that isn't a fucking mean-looking car.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. One of these, but, like, lifted with big...
Look at that, dude.
Tires.
I don't lift it, dude. Come on, don't be fucking...
No.
Cringe. Just get the fucking stock tires and just drive it like a man.
No.
all lifted up, looking like a goddamn giant Toy Story car. Hell yeah.
That's lifted right there.
I know. I don't like it. I just like the body, dude.
Bro, when are you going to buy your Astro van? I see listings for those all the time.
I want a nice van.
I was going to send you one the other day. It was 10 grand. It was like the basis. It was like the beginnings of what could have been an insane van.
I want a fucking...
You want one of those Dodge vans with the single window.
I want either a van I can... It's so cheap that I can add on stuff, like a nice screen that has CarPlay. Mm-hmm. Get the computer updated in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a total piece of shit from the outside, but it actually is really nice.
Okay.
Or I want, it's like a fucking Ford Astro.
Yeah, dude, type van at Bring a Trailer. Let's see what they got.
I don't know.
What made...
I would love a van. I think my body type, I think that I would fit a van very well. And I don't like hippie vans, though. Those fucking old-timey hippie van. Fuck that. Get me out of that. I don't want some cute Japanese bullshit either. I want some, like, a mom drove this in 1998 van.
Keep going.
And I just want to fuck it up.
Keep going. Like, that one in the middle, that Road Trek, I feel like you'd fuck with this Road Trek.
Yeah. No, because... And this is me just being a dick, but I hate the idea about being like, someone would see that and they'd be like, this is probably one of those TikTok fucks who's just like, we're living in our van, gaming Fortnite in the middle of nowhere using Starlink.
Wait.
I don't like that.
Do they use... this van I associate with like mom or Midwest uncle. That's like, yeah, I got this shit for $7,000 down the way. I just had to replace
that one
in
the middle.
Parts.
Too fancy, dude.
All right. No, this is a van life van. Hunter's gonna start like hitting Nick. Don't show him that. Ah, there you go. Bro, come on. You fuck with this.
It is pretty nice. Too many windows though.
Lock them down.
Because if you're gonna do something that style, you need it to not have the windows to where you can do like the sick airbrush art on it.
Yeah. What made you ask
like
me
that is sick.
If I'm looking for a car?
that is fucking sick. I'll be honest.
What made you ask me if I'm looking for a car?
I don't know, dude. It's your interest. I'm just a friend asking, you know? We're two friends having a podcast. I know that you like cars.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get down to your level, trying to gain your interest and see if it can pique something within me, you know?
Yeah, for sure. No, I genuinely, I have been wanting like a shitty sports car, like, something sub 20K that I could like beat up and is kind of slow.
Dude, why don't you get like a fucking car that's like cost you no money? Like get a fucking 93 Toyota Paseo or an old fucking Fiero.
Yeah.
Imagine that, dude. Imagine that being your pet project and you just get to soup it the fuck up. Type in a 1993 Toyota Paseo. I drove one of these in high school.
The Paseo? I know you drove the Fiero. Fiero is a sick car, though.
No, I didn't drive the Fiero. I had a friend who owned the Fiero. I drove the Toyota Paseo.
Oh, got it. Oh, dude,
imagine you getting one of these mint fucking condition driving around. Try to tell me you would not love that.
I would. You don't know.
I had a manual Fiero. Oh, I fucking loved it. Or a manual Paseo, and I loved it.
Yeah, that honestly would probably be like top 10 driving experiences. Dude, look up this one is like kind of try hard. Have you seen those like Mazda Cafe Racers?
No, Mazda Cafe Racer?
Yeah, pull up Cappuccino. Mazda Cappuccino.
Mazda Cappuccino.
Cappuccino Racer. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
Suzuki Cappuccino.
Why do I think it's Mazda? Dude, my brain is fucking off. The stock one, like top row, red. Yeah. 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 Pull up one.
I could just see you driving in this, just going down to like Trader Joe's and getting some fucking bananas or some fucking, I don't know, plantain chips and ground beef. Why not, dude? No
plantain chips.
Wouldn't that be a nice little shit kicker? Just like a nice little commuter?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I almost bought one. I know a guy that like imports these, and he's always sending me some crazy ass cars, like old vintage Japanese stuff that's really tiny that could fit in your living room. But it's
actually, the more I look at it, dude, I don't like how compact it is.
But it's like probably the same dimension as a Paseo.
No, this is definitely small. In the Paseo, you at least had a back seat. I mean, look at that, dude. The guy's almost as long laying down. What about, dude, Noel, what do I have to do to get you to get a 2004 Ford Taurus?
Nothing. Just find me one.
I'm sure, dude, like it's the problem. I mean, like, I don't know. Open your eyes, blink once, and you'll find one.
No shot.
I feel like I saw more of those around. A nice cream Ford Taurus.
Bro, go on Auto Trader.
Energy going.
Go on Auto Trader right now.
Hell yeah.
Let's see what the listings are for a Ford.
Absolutely. Ford. A nice fucking Ford Taurus back in the day. Fuck yeah. Why not, man? Why not? This fucking podcast is devolving into also us just looking at a website. This is fucking boring.
You asked me about cars, dude.
Yeah, I know. And I'm trying to get us out of it now. Nah, these are too new. These four. They need to be way older.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go. That's what you want on it. It's right there. Holy shit.
There it is. Look at
Holy
that.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
$6,000? Dude, fuck off. Knock that five
that
off.
That is insanely high price for a 2002 Ford Taurus.
This thing should be $50 and a blowjob max.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
This is a car where you should be like, look, I will suck you off if you give me the keys. And someone says yes.
It is mint. Tell you that.
It is mint, but it's a Ford Taurus.
If I rolled into LA and you were driving this around as your commuter, I'd be like, this is amazing. This is fucking awesome.
Yeah, man, you wouldn't catch me dead in this thing.
You wouldn't catch me fucking dead in this.
Fucking dead in this thing. Can we get Nick, dude? The people want to talk to Nick.
Nick, come here real quick.
The people are curious about Nick.
Keep it brief because he gets scared easy.
Yeah, okay.
Noel and wants to talk to you about some stuff.
Wait, Nick, I didn't ask you earlier. You get a haircut?
I did.
It looks good, man.
Thanks. I got the fuckboy special.
That's not true. Not only is that not true, but literally one day I was like, you need to go get your haircut.
I like how this is a fuckboy special. He's just running his fingers through. He's trying to make it sexy.
Yeah, I told him to get his hair cut one day. He was like in the middle of work day, and I was like, get up and fucking go. His whole thing of why he was putting it off too was that it was a $40 haircut. How much did you end up paying for it, Sports Clips?
$39 with a $7 tip. So
that's a pretty good tip. Yeah. You're looking after him, Nick. All right, Nick. Yeah. First and foremost, how's the new car?
It's good. It's got a rattle, though.
A rattle from what?
Well, it's like the plastic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or it's my speaker blown out.
Already? No. Fucking, you've been going hard, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck are you listening to? You usually listen to, like, he listens to, like, a lot of, like, lesbian pop. What the fuck was that when he first met you? What was the band, what was that chick you were doing?
Holly Herndon.
Holly Herndon.
Yeah.
I put that thing on, motherfucker. How about I had a panic attack? He's like, turn it off.
Holly Herndon? I'm
embarrassed.
I like that selfie cam when he turned on.
I don't even know what her music
is. I just want to say, Holly Herndon's good, by the way. Just want to say it. Put out there.
Beautiful.
When you say lesbian pop, I think of that old Russian band Tattoo.
Objectify or anything. What do you say?
So when you say, like, lesbian pop, I think of that old Russian band Tattoo. No, T-A-T-U. But the one they used to play in the theaters, you remember this?
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
No.
Probably something from the 70s. He's an old guy. So. No, I always think of like, I think of like 100 Gex and like fucking, I think of like.
Death Grips?
It's lesbian
pop. Oh, no.
What the fuck are you talking about? No, it's like, I'm talking about like 100 Gex or I'm talking like.
I don't know.
The fuck's that band where people like it because there's that one person in it? Phoebe Bridges. What's her band?
Oh, Boy.
Wait. You just called Boy?
No.
That sounds, Kind of sounds like a lesbian pop band name, doesn't it?
What is it? Not Boyhood.
Boy. It's probably Boyhood. Boy
no,
Genius.
No, no, no.
Boy Genius.
Joy Boy. No, that's One Piece.
Joy Boy. One Piece. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
Nick, tell us about Joy Boy.
Oh, One Piece? A Gear 5? Well, actually, that's spoilers. So delete that.
Oh, God.
Redact that. We don't talk about spoilers on the podcast.
Sure we do. All right, Nick. Who are these actual questions from the people? How do you feel about capital punishment?
Is that the death penalty?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess it's okay sometimes.
What's the instance?
When is it okay to use the fucking death penalty?
Oh, if they've like...
Try to be discreet.
Yeah, they've touched a lot of children. And it's proven. It's proven.
So if it's hypothetical touching, you're like, keep them alive.
Well, it's like, I'm just saying, the one thing I don't like about the death penalty is where you hear about where it's like, this guy did a crime, got put to death, and then 2 years later you find out, he didn't actually do it.
Yeah.
Bummer. So... I think
that is a bummer.
You say
Nick?
Bummer like that when you read the news article. Bummer.
Nick shouting bummer after reading a fucking wrongful conviction headline while listening to Holly Herndon.
Bummer.
So yeah, I think in certain cases it's fine. Also, well, they say it's more expensive to kill them because of the legal process. So that's also a negative.
Right.
How a negative process for...
Well, for us, taxpayers.
Oh, the taxpayers are paying more.
I'm being selfish here. I'm paying for their...
Suicide, basically.
Well, yeah, inevitable death.
Murder. Yeah. Right.
So.
What do you think would be... If you had somebody... I'm trying to put, like, if someone murdered your son, do you think that person deserves to get a death penalty?
Yeah.
So you're an eye for an eye kind of guy?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't believe in rehabilitation?
No.
Just like revenge?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't care. People don't change.
Wow.
That's optimistic of you to say. Someone asked, what's your favorite dinosaur?
10-year-old me would say Velociraptor.
We're just saying you as now.
Don't try to worm out of it.
a Dilophosaur.
What is a Dilophosaur?
What the fuck is a Dilophosaur?
I think those are the ones that would the venom.
Oh, that from Jurassic Park. I see. That's a hot question for you because this motherfucker loves Jurassic Park, hates the book, loves the movie.
All right.
The book sucks.
I tell you what, though, you bring up Jurassic Park a lot. How do you watch? Well, that's another interesting thing about you is like you'll be like, oh, I love Jurassic Park, and you'll I saw it once. You don't ever like you don't rewatch anything. You consume all this media, but you never really watch anything.
I just like how Nick, you just try to pretend like you don't have a dinosaur you like currently. You're like, 10-year-old me.
I do. Yeah, I do like how long it took him to get to the answer. Well,
15-year-old me. Nah, bro.
Today.
Search up. Hold on. What is it? The Dilophosaur? Is that what it's called? The guy who spits venom. I'm telling you, 10-year-old me. No, see, I made that up. Whatever.
So you just made up a dinosaur name? It's not even called a Dilophosaur. There you go. Well, that thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever. It's just pronounced different.
Because it's like a velociraptor, but it's like also spits venom. So,
why does that intrigue you?
The velociraptor?
Well, just everything you just said. Because you're like, it's a velociraptor that spits venom. Is that just
like a long range weapon? It could, I don't know, attack its target from far away. And I just love velociraptors as a child.
Why do you keep prefacing as a child? Can you not like them now? Are you like afraid like them now?
I was just obsessed as a kid.
That's what I'm saying. I wanted to like dance out of it, being like, oh no, like when I was 10. But when I was 10,
You can like Velociraptors now. It's okay.
No, I changed.
So you don't like them now?
No, I didn't say that.
Are you a fan of, do you like the whole theory that it's like, oh, they were all covered in feathers, or are you like, just keep them bald?
I like the feathers. I think that's, they look kind of ugly, but I kind of dig that.
That's fine. that could be your opinion. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
All right.
Dude, this
they need to make a.
This dinosaur kind of feels like when a fucking kid like combines like a machine gun with like a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but this thing seems overpowered.
Yeah. See? That's why it's my favorite now.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. So big news here. Nick, as an adult, his favorite dinosaur is a Dilophosaur. Everyone who is wondering that in the comments.
Really got to delineate that the Velociraptor was that appreciation for the Velociraptor.
Overused.
Was in the past.
It's over. Like it's
oh,
so you're a hipster.
Yeah,
and
I'm a contrarian.
Yeah, it's like the Velociraptor's too popular now. Sure. Yeah,
so,
how's your people were asking about your love life? Are you dating anybody?
Barren.
Okay.
It's been a uphill battle. Yeah, not good.
You work those apps too, dude. Like a fucking guy mining for gold in the 1840s. Motherfucker's working his ass off.
I started on Tinder and Bumble, and then now I'm on Facebook dating.
That just can't be good. Facebook dating can't be good. There's no way, dude.
No, but you match with people. That's like the surprising thing. Like Tinder, you don't match with anybody, and then Bumble. You do match with people, but then they never message you.
Well, is Facebook dating? Because I know you always swipe like Asian girls because you got a type. Mm-hmm. So is Facebook where you met that one girl? That girl? All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Is that also where those Chinese guys keep scamming you?
No, that's Bumble.
Bumble's a Chinese guy. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's the same dude.
It might be.
Matching with over and over again.
Nick, has a bunch of burner accounts.
Nick, how's the Chinese guy scamming you? Is he just putting on a wig and he's tricking you every time? Or
He's getting pictures from like people from like actually like China and South Korea. And then I'll like look and be like, oh, there's like, why is there, you know, Chinese on the buildings? Thought he could pull a fast one on me.
But you liked him.
Well, I'm the type of guy where I see the first picture and I
you're like, I would love to make love to this woman.
I worry about the details after we've matched, you know, no point of like lingering and like creating a fantasy in your head on a person you haven't even met. So it's just like, oh, swipe, you know, just do it real quick.
Mm.
And then if you do match with them, then you read. And then you realize, you know, if they're cool or not, or if they're Chinese scammers.
So you're burning through these apps, dude.
Yeah.
I always thought it was you look at the profile and kind of look at them.
Waste of time.
Because I remember back in the day, like, okay, just let me hypothesize here a bit. Back in the day, I thought it was like, I always saw how cringy girls used to be in their bios. Mm. And I remember always just like, what the fuck? What are we doing here? I remember like, even if you're like, yeah, she's pretty, but what the fuck is these like? Overuse of emojis and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, nah. So you don't even care about that. You're just
That's afterwards. Bam, bam, bam. Yeah. Mm. That's like I said, there's, you put too much effort. Why waste like 5 minutes reading and thinking about it when you could just kind of automate it?
That feels, that feels wrong to me. You describing it like that, I know where your mind's coming from, but I feel like
it's just efficiency, you know.
Yeah, but efficient to what?
Just like I said, there's no reason to be creating, like, you read this, you'd be like, oh wow, this person seems cool.
Well, I don't think you have to be like, oh, you know, you're getting your hopes. I mean, I know what you're saying, like, you don't want to get your hopes up or like create a false fantasy of what's going to happen, but you could at least be like, would I even be generally interested in this person? Because you're saying that at face value, would I have sex with them? And you're like rostering it off. Yes, I would fuck. Yes, I would fuck. Yes, I would fuck. No, 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 no. Yes, I would fuck. Yes, I would fuck. So you don't even care. You don't even care about anything else when you're picking. It's just all face value. Yeah.
When I'm picking, when I'm swiping,
right? It's all looks.
Yes, yeah. And then. But
at least you're honest.
Then
you get to talk to them, and then you get to be like, oh, this person's interesting or boring.
Sure.
A lot of times they're boring, but...
Is that, do you think that's just women as a whole, or do you think
no.
that's...
Oh, okay. No, I can't say that.
What did you say?
But, you can't say that, but you believe it? What do you say? No. Oh, okay.
What did Nick just say? I didn't hear that at all.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oops. Hopefully it came through in the audio recording. He basically said that he swipes on women left and right for their looks to basically see if he would have sex with them or not.
I got that bit. I'm talking about the end where you're like...
Oh.
Wait,
you were like, at least you're honest.
Oh.
Oh, because he said that usually the women, all the women he talks to are not interesting to talk to.
No, I didn't say all.
You implied every woman that you talked to was relatively boring.
And I said most, but I meant
some. I was trying to say earlier that I feel like I'm picturing Nick standing in the bank as he's filling out a wire form, realizing, oh, maybe this person is a dude.
No, I mean, I don't think he'd ever send money. Even if the woman was in dire straits and he could help and he actually loved her, I don't think he would give her money.
No.
if he could be 2 years into a relationship, but I don't think that he would wire. That's just who he is, though. That's just his principles, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, Nick, why don't you tell us your thoughts on skinny jeans? I don't know who's asking this.
Thoughts on skinny jeans.
I wear them.
You wear skinny jeans? You don't wear skinny jeans.
Well, I mostly wear pajamas.
That is the biggest fucking lie. Yeah, you dress like, out of all those Indian street food car videos that we're seeing with that audio, like the audio that's like, meow, 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 meow. You dress like all of those. Like, you dress like a Persian, like, street vendor.
It's true.
Yeah.
Like a weird, like, 1980s British, like, kind of like fancy, or like a, like, what is it? It's like a t-shirt, but they have like the two buttons up here. Oh, you know what I'm talking about? You have like a, it's like, it's supposed to be a relatively nice, like an Aeropostale shirt with sandals and sweats.
It looks like Nick has a tunic on right now from here. It looks like he's got base armor.
Oh, you got like a thermal, like, yeah, that kind of thing. You have that deal. And he's actually wearing pants today.
I'm wearing pants, but I'm wearing slippers.
And he's wearing, okay, well, you don't just put your, like, leg up like that, but the yeah, no. So
I do wear skinny jeans. Those are the only jeans I have. So
I got a question for you.
Next
Nick.
Question.
How's your eye?
Oh.
Well, it's looking better.
It's looking better.
What the
Doctor said it's a yeast infection.
On your fucking eye?
I think it's from my dogs.
Nick, I thought dating was going bad.
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, it's going bad. But
a yeast infection in your eye from your dogs.
Yeah, they scratched my eyes, both of them, but just the left one got infected. And I knew it. I knew it was them because it fucking hurt. But yeah, I went to the doctor and I was like, what is this? I was like, am I dying? And he's like, oh, it kind of looks like a yeast infection. So then he prescribed me like a, is it Vagisil? He like
you're taking Vagisil right now.
Nick,
you're taking Vagisil for your eye?
Nick. Are you actually taking Vagisil, bro? Are you actually taking Vagisil for your eye?
It says vaginal yeast, like, treatment.
That is so good.
Oh my god.
I did not know that you were taking Vagisil for your eyes.
Oh god.
Yeah, I'm 3 weeks into the 4 week program.
It's on a 4 week course of vaginal yeast infection for your fucking eye, dude.
I'm 3 weeks into my 4 week program. It's such a funny line. Oh shit.
To be fair, I was It was like a clinic I went to, and I don't think he knew very much.
Why did you go to a clinic and not just a doctor?
Oh, I would... Because they...
Nick, what if you just ended up taking fucking Vagisil for 4 weeks for no reason? Like, what if this shit just comes back?
That's working.
It's working.
All right.
It's going away.
It is, yeah. I will say the mark under his eye is actually going now. That's hilarious, yeah. Though.
So
that is insane.
That's really funny.
But yeah, not he said not cancer. He didn't do any tests. He just looked at it and he said
he didn't do any tests at all.
It's like, that's a yeast infection. Take this. And then he didn't even tell me it was for vaginal yeast. I just picked up the medicine and then like read it. And then, yeah.
Was the pharmacist like?
Yeah, they were. You? Well, they had to explain the thing, and she's kind of looking at me kind of weird.
You have to put this on your pussy.
It's a pill.
And you're like, oh okay. So you just...
It's like a children's pill, though, because it dissolves in my mouth. Yeah.
It's a children's pill. Did you go to a pediatrician?
Well, I sat there on the doctor's table, and it was a giant train bed, and... I thought it was kind of weird, but yeah, he gave me, it was a pediatrics thing. I was able to color for a while I was waiting for the doctor. And
fucking, nice. Dude, Nick just coloring in a velociraptor while he waits for his fucking Vagisil fill.
Yeah, he's like, do you have any Dilophosaurs actually? Because this one's kind of overplayed.
So.
Damn, Nick. Well, thank you for the funniest thing to happen all year. That is.
I did not know that. That's insane, man.
Oh, I thought I told you. I told Harry. No.
Harry, how do we not talk about this? His Vagisil medicine.
You didn't tell me that.
Oh.
You didn't even tell Harry. Okay. You just lied. Okay, well, you just blatantly lied on the podcast. Okay.
I told someone.
Who?
I don't know. Maybe.
Probably one of the fucking Chinese guys on these websites.
Yeah.
Hi, Lou Kim. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I got Vagisil today, and the guy's just like, totally normal. Send me money.
Well, dude, good luck.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, oh. Nick.
Camera
thank
show
you, too. Everyone, for tuning in to another riveting episode of Stretch and Fade. We'll see you all next time. And
goodbye.
Hunter wants you to know that he loves you.
I don't.
He loves you so much.
I don't. I don't know you.
He loves you.
Sorry.
More than he could describe.
I appreciate you watching, but I don't know you.
All right, guys.
Sorry.
See ya.